like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. It's cold outside, looking like early snow.
Early snow there, Tom Paxton with Nancy Griffith helping him out. You can just, it's a story of people leaving the land and told so simply and beautifully, really. And Tom has always had this knack for looking at what's happening in the world and commenting on it in his songs. And at this time, maybe a year earlier, before we did this recording, maybe not even a year, the World Trade Center, of course, was destroyed, and it was quite a traumatic experience for lots and lots of people. And I recently took my grandson, James, to the memorial in New York City to that, and what moved me the most was the story of the fireman. And Tom had written a song at this time, which we recorded on this album, and I closed the album with it because it was so strong. And I will just leave it to Tom to sing it. It's called The Bravest.
The first plane hit the other tower right after I came in. It left a fiery gaping hole where offices had been. We stood and watched in horror as we saw the first ones fall. Then someone yelled, "Get out, get out, they're trying to kill us all." I grabbed the pictures from my desk and joined a flight for life. With every step I called the names of my children and my wife. And then we heard them coming up from several floors below. A crowd of firefighters with their heavy gear in tow. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. And when we met them on the stairs, they said we were too slow. Get out, get out, they yelled at us, the whole thing's gonna go. They didn't have to tell us twice, we'd seen the world on fire. We kept on running down the stairs while they kept climbing higher. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. Thank God we made it to the street. We ran through ash and smoke. I didn't know which way to run. I thought that I would choke. A fireman took me by the arm and he pointed me uptown. And Christ, I heard him whisper as the tower came roaring down. So now I go to funerals for men I never knew. The pipers play Amazing Grace as the coffins come in view. They must have seen it coming when they turned to face the fire. They sent us down to safety, then they kept on climbing high. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. Of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down.
The Bravest, Tom Paxton, his tribute to the firemen who were helping people at the trade towers. He told me recently that he and Frank Christian went to that firehouse where that was the home base for these firemen and played the song. And the wives and mothers of those men thanked him. So that's what music is for. That's what these songs are for, what writers are supposed to do, and help us through these times. And another writer and singer who, of course, has helped me and many, many others through all kinds of times is Iris DeMent. And we got back together during the In Spite of Ourselves recording of John Prine's. And I was talking to Iris. My wife, Carol, and I were talking, and it seemed to us that it would be wonderful if she did a whole album of gospel songs, because that was the foundation of her music. Her mother, she learned countless songs from her mother. And so Iris took me up on this idea. And let's listen to this song first, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
DeMent, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And imagine my surprise when I was in a movie theater watching True Grit, a remake of True Grit a few years ago, and the last scene where the grown woman goes to visit the grave of Rooster, this song came out of the speakers in the theater, and it was quite impressive and wonderful. And they played, that was the way the movie ended, with Iris singing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I don't need to say this too many times. I suppose I have said it many times, but Iris DeMent just moves me beyond almost any other singer. She just gets right into my heart. And this is an album called Lifeline that she put out on her own label, and I would highly recommend it. And while we were recording this, at one point we went over to Mountain View, Arkansas, and her family had originally come from Arkansas. And while we were waiting for some local singers to arrive, Iris was sitting at this small kind of a spinet piano performing arts place they have there in Mountain View. And she was just kind of warming up and playing for herself. And David Ferguson, the engineer that was with me, I said to Ferg, let's just turn it on just in case. And that was a very good idea. And this is what we heard Iris singing to herself.
So shall find
Dement there, near the cross. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have. I'm going to let Iris take us out here with that old gospel ship. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making it all possible. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.